Well, welcome to Dating Funnies. Christmas morning, so Merry Christmas to everyone. I know this can be a challenging time of the year if you're single, recently separated, or recently divorced, especially if you are home alone. You know, it's just one day of the year, I used to always tell myself, but yet it was still challenging. I spent many years around a dysfunctional family growing up, but yet we always had Christmas. We always had someone to fight with on Christmas morning. And when I got married, it became a family thing. My wife, my son, her family, some of my limited family, buying presents for everyone. It was fun. But now it's just pretty much me, like it might be for you. So I might suggest to you to just relax, take a deep breath. That's what I've done. Spent many years having peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on Christmas Day and watching movies. But now I'm heavily involved with grandkids, and they expect me to come over with the family dynamics again, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day dinners. So it's turned out to be a relatively good thing from that respect, but I still go home alone. So I don't know about you folks. This last week has been somewhat interesting for me. Insomuch, I had a crazy business deal that was on and off and on and off and on and off. It just left me totally stressed out. But during that process, and maybe some of you folks do this, I tried it about a month or so ago in one of those lonely moments, reaching out to old date people that I dated or had relationships with through Facebook to say, hi, how are you, blah, 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 your kids look great. I never got any response. Then I went through and did some old emails of people I communicated with and sent them all emails. Hey, we met a couple of years ago. We both had this one thing in common. How are you? Of course, you never heard back from anybody. But now, in the last few days, all of a sudden, I'm getting texts and voicemails from women that I dated. Now, one of them, I have to be honest with you, happened to be, it sounds like a butt dial, because when I listened to the voicemail for about 58 seconds, all I heard was gibberish. So I chose not to text them or call them, but I had to chuckle. They obviously have my phone number still on their phone. And yeah, I still have their phone number on mine. I'm going to delete it though, but I thought it was interesting. Have you reached out to old flames, old relationships, to see what's up, hoping that it'll rekindle something? And I guess that's normal. I typically don't. Once it's over, and I process it in my own way, good, bad, or indifferent. I'll stalk people on Facebook just to see, you know, wow, their life is better than mine. You know, we all go through that. What could have, should have, would have, and maybe if we would have done this different or that different. So I'd be curious to hear from you as to what your plans are for Christmas, or what did you do on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. Love to hear about it, whether you're spending time with friends, family, kids, grandkids. You know, we're all kind of in this together, trying to meet, greet, and date someone. If you've got any success stories this year of actually meeting someone, whether someone you met from work, you met someone that through a dating app or dating website, I'd love to hear about it, see what the success stories you might have. I did have another conference call or matchmaking call from Talkify, and that's T-A-W-K-I-F-Y, and she has a lady down in the California area, down by Corona, Riverside. Wanted to know if distance would be a problem for me, so we had that chat, and she was calling about that particular lady. What I thought was weird was she started to give me the lady's physical characteristics. Her hair, her body, how big her breasts were. Of course, I just listened. I wanted to tell her that I'm not a breast guy. I mean, I like small breasts, medium-sized breasts. Huge breasts, yeah, I just haven't been a fan of it. That doesn't excite me. Cute little bottom, you know, small to mid-sized breasts. Long hair, cute smile, great teeth. Yeah, that gets me, especially the cute smile, the great teeth, and the long hair. I'll admire that any day of the week. You'll have me at hello. The rest of the other stuff, yeah, kind of flexible on it. But I like, the smile and how you take care of your teeth and, you know, your hair and how you take care of your hair, that speaks volumes to me, and I think that's very important. So I got to talking to her on Talkify, like so many of the other Talkify people. I was like, oh my gosh, I got another person in Seattle I think you'd be good with as well. I'd like you to meet them both. on a Zoom date. And then she asked me to please, if she sets up the Zoom dates, to go on them. They only last an hour. Be present. And I thought that too was odd, because who wouldn't be? I mean, someone's taking their time out of their day, kind of prepping a little bit, just like I am, to chat with somebody, meet with someone. Why can't we be kind for an hour? But she went on to share with me about how some people just don't show up, or some people end the Zoom call after 10 minutes because they don't think they're the one. So even when we meet on Zoom, we're still making that quick decision of, yes, they're it, no, they're not. Yeah, we know nothing about them. As I say to my friends, heck, I hardly know anything about them, and I have yet to see them naked. And I want to be able to see them naked before I'll sit there and say, yeah, can I live with this or can I not? Pretty shallow for a guy, but I think you women do the same thing. You know, you want to look good the next person you're with. You want to compliment each other in and outside the bedroom. But it's amazing how people are still shallow and disrespectful to other people. And I approach it with trying to be nice and friendly to everyone, because who knows? They might have a friend. They might have a daughter that might want to date me. And when I say daughter, I'm meaning, like, let's say a lady's 60 and she had kids when she was 17, 18, 19 years old. Her daughter would be in my range. I'd be open to dating a 40-year-old woman, mid-40s. Who wouldn't? I know there's plenty of women in the 50s and 60s that are dating guys in their 30s and 40s. You know, it's whatever works for two people, as long as you're not infringing yourself onto others. I'd love to hear about some of those stories from you folks as well. I hope you and your family are doing well with all this commotion going on still with the pandemic and the lockdowns. Me personally, I'm going to spend time with my grandkids tonight, the in-laws, my son and his wife tonight, tomorrow. I've been over to their house several times. We don't wear masks. I've been helping them do projects around the house. The grandkids come over. I just had my granddaughter and grandson with me yesterday. I watched them all day long. They're 5 and 7. You know, we're a pretty healthy family. It's not to say we're not cautious, but we're pretty healthy. And my granddaughter, she's been going to private Montessori school since March. Whereas my grandson, he's been out of school since March. They've been closed. So I kind of help tutor him on a weekly basis. Although we're going to start tutoring up on the mountains after the first of the year, because we're going to go skiing every Wednesday. And that's actually a good thing, because we talk about a lot of things. I don't know if any of you have a 7-year-old floating around, but I forgot how inquisitive they are, the questions they ask. And I'm compelled to answer his questions. He's a curious person. He wants to understand things around him and how he's seeing the world. So I give him the best information I can to help him understand things as we go forward. I'm certainly not going to squelch that curiosity to want to learn and do things. As far as the dating front outside of Talkify, I also was fortunate enough to actually get connected through a few people on Tinder, although there's one lady that's still kind of hanging there. She's here locally, but she's in the process of moving to Phoenix, which is fine. I own a place down there, but I get the sense that she thinks that maybe I'm not to her caliber yet. Yeah, I did a little research, and she should be more worried about whether she's at my caliber. Me, I don't care. She's a very cute lady. We had some good interactions, but I'd hate for her to judge me out of the gate because of her misperceived ideas of who I am or who I'm not. Speaking of which, on my transaction that I was working with this week, problem with the whole transaction was that my client perceived that the buying client in this transaction did not look like they had any money. And then when they put a check down for a substantial amount of money, he was even more angry because he said, well, if they have this kind of money, they wouldn't be writing checks. They'd be wiring the funds. So I did a little more due diligence on that particular client. And come to find out, they had 5 times the wealth as my client. They were worth over $100 million. And I tried to share with my client that, you know, if Jack Dorsey showed up at your doorstep and wanted to do business with you, at first glance, would you think that he had any money? And the answer would probably be no, because he looks like a homeless guy with that crazy beard and that ring in his nose. And if you don't know who Jack Dorsey is, he's the CEO of Twitter. Look him up. Look at his picture. In this day and age, we can't make perceptions about people based upon how they're dressed or how they are initially. We have to dig a little deeper to get more information about somebody before we can make a really educated guesstimate of whether they would be a good person to do business with, a good person to hang out with, or a good person to date. So that's some advice I might offer. I don't know where some of these Tinder and Bumble matches might go, like so many dating apps. I'm sure you've experienced the same. One day they're here, and the next day they're gone. Boof! Just like that. And then, I think I've touched base on it a couple times. I still got that one lady that's been on and off for several years. And we're going to get connected here right after holidays, right after Christmas. Kind of go out and see each other again, hang out. And then she's moving to Arizona. Just like that. And I'm thinking, and she wants a romantic relationship. And I'm thinking, I don't want a romantic relationship. You're going to be going down to Arizona. I don't feel like flying down to Arizona. I guess if I was more intrigued, more determined to be with her, maybe I'd make that sacrifice. Because right now I don't feel it, because whenever we've gotten close in the past, she just ups and disappears. And I think that's what's going to happen this time. And, you know, if I was 20, I wouldn't care. But I'm in my 60s, and I do care. I want to spend my time on things that are going to feel good, warm and fuzzy, and kind of take away the silence that I live in every day, especially with COVID. I get up, I go to work, I go home, and it's just me. It's quiet. Although I have to chuckle, because then when I'm around the grandkids, I think, oh my gosh, this is just too much commotion here. So I go back home and at least enjoy the quietness for a day or two, and then I'm back into, wow, it's too quiet around here. Anyway, I know I'm just rambling on, but I wanted to at least reach out and say hi, Merry Christmas. I really appreciate everyone listening to my podcast and downloading and listening to what I have to say, or some of the thoughts or challenges I've run into in dating. I hope you folks who've got far more experiences than me, I've heard a few other dating stories on TikTok. I'll have to share more of those next week. And to hear it from a different perspective is kind of funny. But as some of these dates I've heard, these failed dates, I just chuckle, because wow, people really do these stupid type of things without thinking twice about it. In fact, I heard a story the other day about a date where a guy went to meet somebody for coffee, a nice simple coffee date. What could possibly go wrong on a coffee date, right? Grab the coffee, sit and chat 15, 20, 25 minutes, no expectations one way or the other. Well, he gets there, I guess, he gets there a little early, and he notices his ex-girlfriend is behind the counter working at the coffee shop. If it were me, I would have said, yeah, I'll wait for her at the front door, this person I'm supposed to meet, and we'll go to another coffee shop. But he didn't. He chose to stay there. So the new date person came in, they're sitting at the table, and this lady, the ex-girlfriend, actually came from behind the counter to come over to their table to hand deliver them their drinks, and then started to get into conversation with him while this date was sitting there going, what is going on? So they kind of worked through that a little bit, and of course the date, she wants nothing to do with this guy afterwards, and he doesn't understand why. What was come out of it was that the date actually felt bad for the ex-girlfriend, so she actually got the ex-girlfriend's phone number. They've been texting each other, and so now the date feels like she needs to get out of the way so that the ex-girlfriend can kind of get back together with the guy, but the guy doesn't want to get back together with the ex, and it's like, oh my gosh, a simple coffee date's turned into this huge mess up. So for me, it's just a lesson of, you know, if I go, and I've always done it before anyway, if I go to a place and there's an ex-girlfriend there, then I'm not going to stay there. I'm not going to try to sit there and chat with somebody. I mean, if they're there, that's one thing. They'll probably go, I'll go. But if they're working there, why would I stick around and that they might show up at my table and start talking to us? It makes me feel awkward. It certainly would make the date feel awkward. And why put people in that situation? Maybe you got a similar story. I'll try to get another podcast out before the New Year's. If I don't, I wish everybody Happy New Year. Let's all stay up to midnight on December 31st, not to bring in the new year, but to make sure that the old year has gone away. Although I saw somebody mention something that 2021 may not be all that great because 2020 is turning 21. So it might just be 20 all over again, only they'll be drinking, because then they'll be the year will be legal enough to start drinking alcohol. Ay, ay, ay. Let's hope, let's just hope next year's far better on a health issue, our daily lives issue, our ability to earn money and to take care of ourselves first and our families. It's been so trying in many ways this last year. I'm sure you all can attest to. Some people are more successful than others, but a lot of us really need the interaction of other people beyond a Zoom meeting. They need physical touch. They need physical connections. I see it in my grandson when he comes to my office on Wednesdays when a couple of people show up. He wants to go see who they are. He wants to meet them, and they're gracious enough to sit and talk with them. And, you know, I know he values his time with me and his parents, but you see when he's sitting out there talking in my office, we're wearing masks, that you can see that he misses that human connection, that human touch. Yeah, he's always so eager to show other people his artwork that he does. And I think at the core, that's what we want too. At least that's what I want. It's I sit in a nice, beautiful view, a private office. It's by 20 feet by 20 feet. And it's great that I come in here and hibernate, do my work, do my podcast. Then I go home 5 o'clock at night. It's dark out. I haven't met anyone. Hardly even talked to anyone anymore. We text, we email, watch some videos. I don't think in the long run that's good for any of us. We get accustomed to that kind of environment, then we won't reach out. Or when someone reaches out to us, we don't want to reach back to them. And yet we need that connection, in my opinion. So lastly, again, I know I've said it a few times, Merry Christmas. Wish you a Happy New Year. Let's have some great success stories for the new year in dating. And of course, I'm sure we'll run into more than my fair share and your fair share of funny and disastrous dates. And let's share those. Thanks again for listening. Take care.